Kristen Doe, Aaron Maurer, and Jordan Staus are all students at Brigham Young University. But before beginning their internship at the Utah Legislature 45 days ago, none of them knew each other. Now, they're all good friends. Staus is a political science major and intern for House Majority Leader Brad Dee. He says nothing in the classroom could have prepared him for what really goes on Capitol Hill.
I didn't realize how legislators were able to appropriate and effectively use the money in the budget to fix the problems that are going on in the state and all the politics that go along with that. I don't think experience like that comes from a classroom. You have to have actual work experience to be able to do that.
Maurer is an intern for Assistant Majority Whip Rhonda Menlove. She is studying philosophy and says although most of her other intern counterparts are political science majors, she enjoys studying how people think. And this session, her degree came in handy.
There are always 12 sides to every story. There's so much more than meets the eye. It's so interesting because everybody has a different viewpoint, but in a way that, you know, they're all valid. I think, you know, the democracy and the political process that we have here in the United States and in Utah is so, you know, it works and it's messy and it's hard, but everybody's viewpoint can be heard.
Kristen Doe says she has no desire to one day be a lawmaker, but says her experience as intern for House Majority Whip Greg Hughes has been nothing but positive. She says she'll walk away with a renewed faith in our political system.
Before I came up here, I think that I had a really skewed perception of what politics is like. Being up here and seeing it behind the scenes, you realize there's a lot of good people up here. Then when you have a group of people that are willing to work hard to make those compromises, you end up with excellent legislation.
Students come from across the state to intern for 7 weeks during the legislative session. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.